Tom Cerutori is now with us. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Schulze, appreciate it, bud.
That was the best first period I think I may have ever seen a Bemidji State hockey team play.
You really think so?
Well, you guys were all over pucks. You were stealing pucks. You were getting into passing lanes. You were and granted, my vantage point here is different, so maybe things just looked an awful lot quicker, but you seemed to have an awful lot of speed in that first period.
I thought we were good the last 10 minutes, Schulze. Yeah, the first 10 minutes, we were really loose defensively, but I agree. The last 10 minutes, we actually were pretty patient. We were pretty patient. I think once we were patient, then we jumped on some pucks and they forced some pucks because you got to watch. Do you kind of know what I was talking about, Schulze? How they play, how they always want to reverse the puck first. And if you have a second forechecker, if you want to jump with your second forechecker like we like to do, they'll go back and they'll try to trap two of our guys. And then they've got some ice to room, some room to navigate, you know. And but we are who we are a little bit, but we just try to be a little, we are who we are, but we try to be a little more patient right there, you know.
What did they do differently as the night progressed, other than taking care of the puck better?
I mean, us or them?
Them.
Well, them. I just thought, again, they started stretching. They started making longer passes. And once they started making longer passes, they were playing 200-foot hockey, and then we were going back to retrieve pucks, and it was just kind of hard on us.
If you get two goals from Charlie Combs and two goals from Jordan Heller, you should win a hockey game, shouldn't you?
Oh, gosh, no doubt. And you know what? Hey, the first team to three, and I didn't know if that was going to hold, follow suit tonight. But, but again, the guys, it was a big, big goal. That fifth goal was a big goal. It gave us a little breathing room on the bench.
As the extra attacker was going on there after they pulled the goalie, they had you guys pinned back a little bit, but you didn't seem to have a whole lot of panic. You guys took care of pucks, and that's priority number one, isn't it?
Yeah, our D were a little nervous. They were not happy campers when they came back to the bench, too, Tommy and Danny Billett. They just didn't feel like our forwards had good slot support there either. But anyway, whatever. You know what? I'll worry about the last minute tomorrow when we're watching a little video on the way to New York.
Hey, a win on the first night of a road trip is always good, so congratulations.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.